Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. Are we sunsetting Summer Mary this week? I just need to know.
She's gone. She's gone. I had the kids came on Tuesday. Yeah. So I'm 2 days. I'm 2 days in. Yeah.
Ugh.
No, wait.
Yeah. Yesterday.
Oh, no. Today's Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah. Yesterday it started?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Wow, we've said RIP good goodbye.
Only yesterday. Well, I was also like in service all week, and then I feel like my life's just been wild. Then I went to a wedding in Colorado. Just got back. Shout out to Georgia. I know she listened. She was the bride. And
congratulations.
It was a great wedding in Cherry Creek.
Nice. Super,
I really liked it. Cherry Creek area. It kind of reminded me of like I liked it because it had very accessible shopping, but it wasn't like a mall, you know? I don't like malls.
Like, so it was
like boutiques on streets, but there was also Crate and Barrel, you know?
So it was like an outdoor mall?
No, it wasn't. I wouldn't say it was a mall. There was not a mall. It
was like a street with stores on it?
Yes. Yes.
So potentially an outdoor mall?
No, because there wouldn't be like you're on First Street or Second Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the mall doesn't have street names, right?
Well, an outdoor mall would be on a street.
Okay. Well, I liked it.
There's a difference of like a fashion island in like Newport Beach, which is like an outdoor mall. But then there's like Gateway in Salt Lake City, which is like on a road kind of thing or like that. So it's more just a bunch of shops and there's a street address
on
the road. Okay. A road mall?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. And we're a little over 3 weeks for you?
I know. It's wild. This is like go time, people. It's so funny because I feel like I've just been waiting to like, you kind of like, there's this like lingering period, which was like basically the summer. And now it's like, no, now it's like action items. Like you actually have to do the shit now.
Yeah, like you can't say like, I'll do it next week, right? Like no, you're like, now, no, it has to be done yesterday.
Like things have to be printed.
So what else are we waiting on? Because I feel like each week
we got
we need to keep accountable on this podcast. Okay, so you chased everyone down.
chased everyone down, got the RSVPs. Great.
And now, like, this weekend will be about, you know, printing out the place cards, what people are eating, setting up where people are sitting, finalizing music. I basically want to do everything this weekend and then feel like I just, if I had like a couple holes, like I wouldn't be stressed about it. With my friend's going to be my same day coordinator, and we met yesterday, and she's like, girl, you got it. I will say, being a teacher has paid off. I've planned many a field trips, all those crab feed years. Like I'm really prepared. So
it's good to like stress now and not the week of, right?
I'm
like
actually, get it all. There's nothing I haven't thought about. I will say my teacher brain really came into action and I feel prepared. And
the nice thing is that none of us who are attending know what's supposed to happen anyways, right? So if something like doesn't happen.
To be honest, the only thing that's going to happen is we say I do and then we party and that's it. And yeah. Michael's family, I got to meet all this weekend and they were like freaking blast, like great dancers. And
you mean like his extended family? Like she's extended his family. Yeah.
I met his parents and like brothers and sisters, but none of the aunts and uncles. They were like,
they set the tone.
I was like, you're going to have no problem with my family either. It's going to be super fun.
You're like telling them, like, if you don't turn up like this at my wedding,
basically,
I swear to G, man. Like, I swear you're cut.
Yeah. So I'm feeling confident.
Oh, great. Great. I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited for you. So soon.
You'll get to see it.
I will get to see it. Hopefully my flight doesn't get delayed this time, you know?
Wait, what day are you flying?
I'm flying in Friday.
Okay.
I will be there for Saturday. Yes. Regardless, I will be there for Friday too. But yeah, I have a full day.
Sure.
You know, to get down there. Very excited. Or up there, I guess. Sorry. What is up? What is down? What, it's been a million degrees in LA here, and I swear to God, like, it's like messing with me.
It's pretty hot here today as well. It's like in San Francisco proper, like a 75.
Wow. And like the sun's out.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have a fan blowing.
Wow. Yeah. You're not having foggist.
It's like 95.
At least. And let me tell you, like, it's like, you know, you're like, okay, I'm going to get up early and I'm going to like go work out before like the heat. And of course that doesn't happen. So like at noon today, I was like, this seems like the best time to go when it's the hottest. And like, I took Barb out, my dog, you know, to take her for a walk. She literally walked two blocks.
Dying.
And obviously I have a dog stroller too. So I brought the dog stroller.
Just in case.
I tossed her in there. She's like, thank you. And then I was like, I'm going to finish out the walk and I'm going to run it. Had to lay down for a little bit after that. That was tough.
So on a hot night, my favorite dinner to make is a shrimp Louis salad.
Okay. Tell us how you make it.
I mean, some people might complain about it, our recipes, but this is what I do.
Yeah.
I hard boil an egg. I'd say 8 to 9 minutes.
Okay.
I chop an heirloom tomato, only heirloom. I only like heirloom. Salt them up, baby. Mm-hmm. Chives, avocado, shrimp. I like Ken's Thousand Island dressing. I also like it with like a vinaigrette because I don't want to put all Thousand
One or the Island. Other.
No, both. Together. I mix it.
Mm-hmm. Like 2/3 and 1/3.
Sure.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, your preference. Yeah, I try to put more of the vinaigrette because, you know, I'm housewife for the wedding.
Right.
And that's pretty much the recipe. And then you gotta have like a piece of bread with it, you know.
Sour is it like a shrimp cocktail?
Yeah.
Like cold shrimp on a bed of lettuce.
Has to be cold.
Okay, I'm just making
That's sure. why you always have to have it on a hot day, you know?
Oh, I got it. I thought maybe you were going to tell me you love a gazpacho.
This brings me into Bethany because she loves a gazpacho. And
what is happening with
And
Bethany?
I feel like this is her cooking. She doesn't actually cook. And she's just constantly making videos about tuna salad that she doesn't even make.
Okay. I will say she did this like chicken salad and a seaweed wrap the other day. And I was like, okay, like that
Are
looks
you
good to
the
me.
Stories now?
No. It was on a post. No, absolutely not. I'm not watching. But like,
I know which one she did. And she put the lettuce. She did the seaweed. Then she protected the lettuce.
Well, then she was like, the lettuce is great because it'll fill you up. And I'm like, Bethany.
No, she like, I mean, she. Also yeah, has disordered eating.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
She's also losing it.
What is the deal with her podcast this week? She basically just like ripped one.
This has been like now like the third follow-up podcast to this Rachel interview. And she's like, basically, like, you're all jealous of me. And it's like, okay, like you would want that interview. And I'm like, now look, we've talked about this. Who should have interviewed Rachel, right? Like anybody within like the Bravoverse is going to be a biased opinion. So it's probably not a safe place to go here. But the thing is if you're having someone who's going to interview her, just do the research. Just do the research. That's all we're saying. Like Bethany, you could have interviewed her and had every single detail said, I watched the season back. I really wanted to make sure I had my information on this when you came in. But like Bethany's ulterior motive is the fact that she wants to go after Bravo and NBC Universal. Yes. So she just can't. But like she also can't handle like the hatred and like the backlash, the scrutiny. Of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, what was her thing on her podcast today or this week? I heard a snippet of it. It was like, you can't be two of these things. It wasn't dumb and stupid. Might have been
something and stupid, though. I thought I can't
jealous and stupid.
Yeah, or... I think it was something like that where I was like, OK, like relax. And then, you know, Page Six today, like releases about the fact that Bethany has like 80 reality show cast members that are going to go up against Bravo and NBC Universal, which leads me to believe that these are former NBC shows, right? So it's not like a Love is Blind, which we've heard like kind of if you like are like in the zeitgeist of the pop culture of this kind of stuff, like you might hear that. But it's like
Kim Zolciak must be at the front of the lines. She needs the money.
I doubt it.
Really?
I think she wants to get another show from Bravo. I don't think that's like the smartest move. They did file for divorce again this week, by the way.
I saw, but she's still wearing her ring.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I honestly, I feel like she's delusional and like she needs to go to rehab for credit cards.
What she has, she's got a spending problem, has a gambling addiction.
Yeah. Well, and a credit card problem.
Well, yeah, I mean,
they're suing her and Brielle.
Oh my god, that would be
like, I mean, Brielle, like, you got the addiction from your mom. It's just sad.
It's like when Sheree said in Atlanta when she was like, "Look, if the bill collectors call me, I'm going to tell you, you get your money when I get my money."
That was like too good. And I really noticed the nose job this week, and I was sad.
Right. It changes her face shape completely. Yeah. Totally different. No.
Change
it back. I want to go back to this thing because I'm like, clearly this cannot be anybody who's currently employed by Bravo, NBC, Universal. Like it has to be all former people.
Mm-hmm. It's Hannah Berner.
And the thing is I'm like, what's like the, I honestly don't know if Hannah Berner would be on this. Like, I feel like you have to be really scorned by whatever mm-hmm. happened, but I'm like, Bethany, you had your shot, like big shot, where you were like not kind to the contestants on your show. Like, I don't think there's a difference of like what was happening before, which it sounded like it was this reality reckoning in the sense of like, hey, let's unionize so that we can get, you know, residuals for when people stream our show or watch it or whatever happens. Like that seems to be what
it was. And I think also when they do, we get so many flashbacks, like especially in Orange County, like they should.
Yes. I agree. Like residuals, I get it. Sure. Like that to me was like a fight of like, yeah, unionizing. But now Bethany sounds like it's more to go against Bravo, NBC Universal about like bad working conditions and like XYZ. And to me, it's kind of like pick a lane.
Then I saw this thing too. Because something like about NDAs and breaking them. And then they're like, what if this all comes back in Bethany, like, and all the NDAs against Bethany and old assistants come out? And
oh, I mean,
something weird's going to happen to her. I can tell you that much.
It's Pandora's box that she's opening, not to be confused with LVP's daughter. But
right. That could be confusing.
Right. But I'm just trying to see, like, she just seems to me like a woman scorned and like scorching the earth and like taking everything down in her path that I don't know how this is going to end for her. And I'm very curious to see what the names are. Like, I could see Rinna being a part of it.
Oh, yes. Because she was trying to get people not to even go to BravoCon.
I'm also curious. Like, I would be so curious because I assume Bravo has sent out an email to all current cast members with a reminder that they're currently under NDA. No. I have no idea. No. I'm just saying, like, with a reminder that, like, if you go against, like, I don't.
They got a lot of power.
There's the powers that be, and it's just I'm curious to
take some of mine, Bravo. I'd love to go to BravoCon.
Take some of your what?
By power. Oh. I mean, I guess I have done, but
oh yeah, I'm like,
invite me to things. We got today. I got in the mail Andy's Fresco drink. Can't wait to try. I'll do a taste test. On my stories.
I love that. Wow. Really talk it up. Listen, we've said since the beginning, you guys, we will sell out for anything. Yeah, like that's our, we've never changed that. Like when people are like, oh yeah, selling out. It's like, hey, yeah, we are. We want to buy homes at some point. Okay. We got to pay the bills and we are waiting for the bill collectors. They're scary. They're scary. Okay. Oh my God.
We also like lawsuit wise. Can we talk about Erica Jane? So her show started in Vegas.
Okay.
Over the weekend. Now there's this drama because apparently this costume designer, which she like showcased the costumes on her throughout the seasons that she's been on Beverly Hills, she basically racked up almost $1 million in charges. And now and somehow like it's like alleged that Erica involved the Secret Service. Bravo Docket has a post about it, by the way, if you want to go on Instagram.
How is the Secret Service involved?
I don't know. Her and Tom are somehow in cahoots. And then Amex got involved because she basically and what the costume designer is alleging is that like he'd be like, I have an invoice for you, you know, for this costume. And she'd be like, I don't care about the invoice. Just charge it. Like, here's my card. So then she tried to basically say all these charges are unauthorized. And so that's almost
whose credit card was it? Tom's?
No, it was Erica's.
Okay.
But good. I mean, so now it's opening these doors. Well,
Erica's in Tom Girardi's name. I mean,
yeah. I mean, great question. Again, we don't know law. We share a minor in psychology, the two of us here. Okay. But you can read about it on the Bravo Docket's post on IG, but it's just very interesting.
I'd still like to see your show though.
Yeah, like I think I saw like that a ticket, like I kind of like looked up, it was like a ticket was like $10.
Stop.
Like, well, what the hell is she doing for 90 minutes? She has three songs. $10, like I saw a video though? That I saw I saw a TikTok that it was I don't think her show is selling out.
Okay.
So I think people, you know, are just the tickets are Listen,
it almost listen, feels
my
like
mom
it'd
went
be
to Boy harder. George this past weekend.
Ooh, where?
I was like at the Hollywood Bowl. She went there and I was like, look out for PK. Look out for Dury. She's like, okay, okay. She did not see him, but Boy George apparently she did do a shout out to PK for his birthday.
Okay.
Well, but then she said, she was like, I don't even know how much these tickets cost. She looked them up. They were selling for $6. Like Boy the convenience George? Fees of the ticket for Boy George are higher than the $6 for the ticket.
Ooh, I see. I see.
So. Yeah,
it's like so interesting when artists still have to like play their music at 60. But don't you want to retire? Or is it your passion? No, or do you need the money?
Yeah, you need the money.
Ding ding. Like Stevie Nicks, you think she needs the money?
No, I think she enjoys.
She has joy.
I think she enjoys it. Come on, I feel like Fleetwood Mac has had like a big resurgence lately. You know, it started with that guy skateboarding and drinking the Ocean Spray cranberry juice.
Oh, okay.
You never saw that. So I guess it didn't start with there with you, but that was like a.
I mean, I went and saw her last summer.
She's fantastic.
Yeah. Also, PK and Dorit, that's what Erica said on Teddy and Tamara, that their marriage will be highlighted this season. And I'm like, well, she's still coming to the storyline.
Oh, my God. Well, and her face. Long lost sister. She's brunette this season. I mean, look,
I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
It always comes full
dissect
circle. It. November 1st.
I mean, we've got that. Potomac's happening November 5th. We've got Salt Lake next week. And you guys, we have seen it, the premiere.
Oh my God.
It is, I mean.
So good.
It's camp. It's iconic. It's classic. It is. You guys, I was worried. No, I was worried. Like, okay, Jen Shaw's out. Like, she took up so many storylines within these past three seasons. Don't worry. It's great.
Who like every they do the best editing. It's not Evolution. Who is it? Who is the Salt Lake City?
Is it Truly?
We need everyone to be on that.
I don't know. And I know
I got the goosebumps.
I mean, it was you guys. It was really good. And I think the thing about Salt Lake that we were like kind of saying is it's like almost become like a parody of Housewives, but it still stays true to that in a way.
And
do you know what I mean?
I think like the religious undertones too. We'll talk about it exclusively. Don't worry.
Yes, we will have it. We will recap that for you. But we've got that coming. We've got Southern Charm coming, which you guys also saw that. So good. They're back, baby.
Yeah, there's lots to look forward to.
But, you know, there's just be, you know, it's good. Everything's good. I feel like
everything's good. Everything's great.
I feel like, you know, Atlanta was like worrisome for me this season. But this finale plus the reunion really got it. I know we'll talk about it, but
I just,
well, let's talk about all there's a bunch of stuff going on that they're going to get a complete reboot that now
people,
I'm
wait,
hearing.
Guys, also stop doing death threats. I know it's nobody who's listening to this, but like, why are people giving death threats to the editors and showrunners and like the production companies and Bravo about casting?
But okay. Also like clarifying question.
Yeah.
So you literally DM someone and say like, I'm going to kill you if you don't keep on Kenya Moore. Is like that legitimately what they
I'd
do?
Like to think that like, it's sent as a singing telegram. I'm going to kill you. Sign. No,
but is it like detailed? I genuinely would like to
I
know.
Think people troll and send DMs like UFNB. I'm going to kill you. You better bring back Sonya.
So weird.
I don't know. So weird.
So, like, this is TV. What? I mean, literally, like, for you to that? Enjoy when your children go to bed.
Or if they're awake, who cares? I mean, it's so strange to me. Like, one of the editors, like, I love, like, Queens of Bravo was just, like, they're so up to date on literally everything. Like, that page just, like, something happens and they're like, oh, we posted about that yesterday. I'm like, whoa, how'd you know? Like, it's crazy. But they're basically, like, showed, like, a producer being, or, like, a story editor, I don't know who, being like, please leave me alone. Like,
well, okay, so the original thing was, like, it's going to get a completely new reboot. Like, yeah. New York, that was yesterday. Then today, it's like, no, they're actually going to keep Candy, Kenya, and Sheree.
Mm-hmm.
Which
like,
I actually
so hard this season.
I to me, all three of them can go, and I like Sue, Sonya, and
like,
Drew. I like Sue, but to me. Sheree can even stay. I'm sorry, Candy and Kenya, you're gone. So I Kenya's pretend storyline all season about if she's gonna have another baby and this surrogate.
No, so Kenya's been
tweeting.
Have you seen her tweets? Because she's I don't understand. So she opened up that spa, which we got like a clip of this week. But she was like, that was like a main storyline for me is like Kenya Moore hair spa. Like that was a big thing, and like I got 15 seconds. Like it was boring.
Because we don't really care that you opened up a hair salon. I want the drama. Give me more of that Kale King. Give me more about like you and Mark talking about having this baby.
I don't want to see
Are
Mark.
You really gonna? I don't know that. I don't care that you opened a hair salon.
I think what it is that you can't have players on this who have a caliber of a Candy and a Kenya. Like Candy. And I was actually thinking, because I'm like, Candy could probably go. But then I'm thinking, okay, so we mentioned it last week. Like, where's the pass going to be? The pass is now streaming on Peacock, right?
I know, you guys, like, which was like the timing of that was just hilarious.
Well, it's clearly like worked in like the integration of the whole thing. And I thought, and when I saw that it was going to be like, we'd said like, maybe you put it on Bravo and we have like a cinematic Bravo universe, right? We like said that Peacock makes sense. But I thought about, why would they get rid of Candy? Candy opens up all these businesses, does all this stuff on the show, and doesn't Bravo get some sort of cut of that?
Like
I was thinking, like that makes sense to me, but it's like you can't have people when Candy and Kenya don't have to go to things because it's like,
well,
people that
also,
they did do a
good job of like incorporating everyone into the movie as well. You know,
she's smart. That's why she knew she was going to get her show. Minus the fact that it's streaming on Peacock, she knew she was going to get that storyline because she involved Moneta. She involved Drew. Like, you know, the more castmates you involve,
she involved Ty. They're 100% hooking up. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I know it.
Is there anything else about this like new stuff? Because I think we should take a quick break and just come back and talk Atlanta, because again, I thought this was a great episode.
Okay.
Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start I'll like do a 10 minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button-downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy. I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. Plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson. Then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Ouai. Be frizz-free and go to theouai.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's T-H-E-O-U-A-I.com. OUAI.com, promo code TJG. Always getting 15% off. Check out Way. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from three birthdays and two Christmases ago, pairs from five different brands with five different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Okay. So basically what I figured out this episode was that Ralph hit 40 and freaked out.
So Sandoval of him.
He was like, she's not the one for me. I'm trying to get out. And he is basically
the past seasons
trying to make her break up with him.
Oh. Yeah. Talk about gaslight. I'm in the spotlight.
Literally, the therapist is like, his eyes are bulging.
I can't do this.
In disbelief. Like, it's like her Drew and the therapist are like making side eyes at him in front of him. Like,
filed for divorce.
What?
Like, Ralph was just such, it was so telling. And I loved Allison because Allison, you had a couple of minutes of screen time and you freaking killed it. For her to be like, when Drew was talking to Ralph and being like, she called me a bitch, and he's like, well, I think that Ralph, and
all the time?
Ralph and Courtney are not related and they're fucking. And I said it.
Ooh,
that's my theory. Ralph and Courtney are not cousins unless they are kissing cousins.
Ooh.
And they are having an affair. I'd like to see the bloodlines. Give me a 23andMe and let's DNA them, okay? Because I don't believe it. I think they are swapping their own DNA with each other.
She knows too much. She's getting it from Ralph.
If we're going to find out, her middle name is Tampa. I am sad that we share her name. I don't like it. But when he was like, well, she called you a bitch. Like, okay, so if someone else calls you a bitch, like, I should be mad at them. And she was like, yeah, you should. And Allison, I love what she said. I don't care if someone called her a banana. If she was offended by the banana calling, you defend her. You are a team. I loved it. And that is why Ralph and Allison didn't get along, because she sees his bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone's seen Ralph's bullshit, but it is interesting how he'll actually show up from the premiere. Like, he really does play the nice husband.
It's so weird to me, because I'm like, you know, the cameras are on you when you're also an asshole, right?
I know.
So, like, what does he think? Like, I'm so curious what his game plan is. And what grossed me out too about this episode, because like, it was extra long, so obviously we picked the cameras back up. I'm sorry, I know I'm skipping around, but we picked the cameras back up. The fact that this happened on Scandoval weekend is also wild to me. I forgot about that this happened. It's like, so much happened. They were racing to file. But when we had to get his opinion and Drew's opinion, who Drew is the star of the show, we don't need her. And then we had to get Courtney backing Ralph. Gross.
But Courtney was basically had a hot mic moment. She had too much to drink and basically outs everything. And I think it is true. I do.
So Drew's a really bad liar. And you guys, I tried to watch The Past. I watched about 5 minutes of The Past and I text Mary. I said, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. I have to turn it off. It's not even Lifetime good.
It's not even so bad. It's good.
It is so bad. It is bad.
It is okay. I will watch it. I gotta wait till Friday though. I have stuff to do, but I'm gonna watch it.
Okay, good luck. I've heard that there's a good, like, I looked it up and like the twist, there's a twist. Okay. But I'm just,
I'll wait for the twist.
The, what I was watching it for though was which parts I could tell were Candy's house. Like they did an outer shot of it and I was like, oh, I know that house. You know, Mama okay. Joyce in the top window looking down.
Stop.
No, I'm kidding. No, but
you never know. You never know.
I mean, I believe she's in the movie. Okay. I mean, we got a trailer in this episode.
Right. Also, another question.
Yes.
Do you feel like who has the money, Drew or Ralph? Because I
what
thought it
does Ralph do?
Well, I thought it was interesting that Courtney was like, well, Drew wanted Ralph to pay the bills. That's why she wanted to finalize that adoption.
That doesn't make sense to me, though. What would that have done if he adopted Josiah? He tried to write a book about it. And
child
then
support?
What?
Like, does, he doesn't what, he doesn't have to pay a penny.
But why, though? Because they still have two kids together.
But not the third.
I know, but I guess I'm just saying, like, she's going to get, if she's getting money, she's going to get money for two kids.
Right.
It didn't make, and then it was like, so
no,
she,
but that
Ralph
makes sense
can stay
to me.
At
that
home so she can play. It that wasn't making sense to me because I don't know what Ralph does because, honestly, for Drew didn't come on this show and she was a big name get. I know she's on The Game. Drew came on because a lot of these housewives come on because they need money.
Right, right.
And they have a little bit of status and they know some of the cast so that it like makes sense that they join. But a lot of these women are, they come on because they're trying to get away from their husbands. They're trying to make, you know, become independent and have a name for themselves.
Yeah.
I would like to see a W-2, but let's be real. He probably gets a 1099. Nothing wrong with
he definitely gets a 1099.
But I would like to see the bank account.
Right.
Meet 23andMe and a forensic accountant. Okay. That's what I would like to see from Ralph.
Yeah. It's just interesting. And then, oh my God, the Sonia storyline was just. Ugh. So and like a blood transfusion, that is very
not
serious.
Not only that, she was in New York when it happened. It's also very interesting, and I won't go into the politics of it all, but the abortion part of it with a miscarriage is like she could actually not even do that in Georgia by the time of where she was in the amount of weeks. And so it's crazy that it actually happened when she was in New York. But then I'm thinking too, like Ross isn't there. Like, what's happening? Like, it's so, like, she's doing this all by herself. How scared and scary it must have been for her.
Horrible.
And then didn't you also feel, too, like, so before they picked the cameras back up, too, they were, like, they kind of do those, like, the end result things of, like, what's going on. And they didn't have one for Sonia. And I was like, oh, come on. Can't we have something for her? But then they gave it later after. Which, thank God, now she has, like, her rainbow baby. And she, you know, and they're all happy and all that.
Excited for them.
And I'm glad she shared that because I think a lot of it too, especially it's like same with like Jessel and sharing her IVF journey and talking about it with her mom and Roni this week too, is like, these are things that people don't talk about a lot that a lot of people go through. And so I think when people are sharing their stories, I guarantee it is helping someone who's been in a similar situation of some sort, you know?
Right. Right.
Also Sheree being like, yeah. Oh, so sorry about your dad. My dad passed away 2 days ago.
I know that was out of nowhere. That was super sad. I actually feel like Drew did a good job though, handling that because I mean, obviously she's under overwhelmed. She's going to have to talk all about her divorce. And then she's like, my dad's like really sick. He's not eating anymore. And then she lands that on her and she's like, no, you'd like trump mine.
Like, here's a hug. And like, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I believe Drew's dad passed away like a week or two ago as well. I thought I saw her post that on her Instagram as well, which is just like.
She's having a hard year.
And now I'm excited for the reunion because it feels like people come to play. First off, I also love this like blue aqua color that they're all repping there. But I'm like, Candy.
The pillows are distracting.
But Candy, you better not be going against Drew and saying that you understand why Ralph was gaslighting her. I don't like that.
I'm mad at Candy this season.
I'm like, you know what? Marlo, we don't need her. She could go back to being a friend of, or she could get fired. I'm sorry. I don't care about her fake Scott Lee storyline.
Why do you think it's fake?
Because it's
fake. I don't understand.
It's fake.
Why? I feel a connection. I think they're both cute together. I want them to work out. I think it's real.
I'd like that to be a poll question.
Okay. Was the Marlo and Scott Lee relationship real?
I mean, it's like Sheree and Martell, they're friends now. They're just friends.
I know that was interesting.
You know, it's just, I thought this ended. I thought for the last like 30 minutes like of this episode, it was like I said, extended episode. I'm like, how come we didn't see any of this? And like, if we're picking cameras back up, let's like stay a little bit longer because like, clearly a lot of stuff is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah. What would you? OK, tell me then for your next season, what would you want for the cast?
I Sonia.
OK.
Drew.
Yep.
Marlo, she can be a friend of. She can come and say hi.
Wow, because you are riding hard for Marlo. And
bye, Kenya. Bye, Candy. I don't need Courtney. I don't need Courtney. No.
I want Courtney only if my kissing cousins thing is a thing. Because I feel like that's.
I would watch that.
Drew to win.
I gotta watch it no matter what they do.
Right, like it doesn't matter. You tell me what your cast is. Sure. Okay. Sure. I'm like, oh god, I can't believe. I'm like, / what's the premiere date?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, and again, I know I'm late.
Then we're also they're also saying Portia might come back.
She probably needs to.
You think that she guy's probably, really, really rich?
Yeah, but I think it's like a fame thing for her. It's like a Bethany thing. Like I want to be in the spotlight kind of thing. Like there's something about
sure.
Okay, because again, I know. Again, I'm late.
It's like
on
a drug.
This. But not all diamonds and rosé. So the way they like split it up too, I'm listening to it on audiobook, you know, I told him. They split it up into chapters. So it started with Orange County, then it went to New York, then it went into Atlanta. Now I'm starting the Jersey chapter. And it's just very interesting on like the whole thing.
What's interesting?
Just the way the breakdown of like how it is and like some people just talking about like when you're on the show and then you like get let go, it's like a hard pill to swallow. And so many like the fame part of it. Yeah. So it's just I really like it. I'm sorry it took me like so long to get there to listen to this, but I highly recommend if you're, you know, you're going on your walk.
What do you like more, that or the Daddy Diaries?
Two totally different types of books.
Okay.
I like the Daddy Diaries in the sense that it's the way he has written it is like the Warhol Diaries. And so it's just like, here's what I did today. So it's like easy listening. Not that this isn't easy listening, but this is more like inside baseball.
Okay.
How these women got cast, who they knew, like what happened after the fact, like inside of like Scary Island and still even like they talk about Scary Island. And I'm like, Kelly is still delusional. I love it.
Right.
I love it. And then also Amy Phillips does impressions too. So she's like, Jill Zarin.
Right.
You know, sorry.
That like went viral of her bringing Diet Coke to Europe because she didn't think there was any.
There isn't actually. It's like Coca Light. Yeah. Right. Which is delicious.
That's the same thing.
Yeah. I love a Coca Light though. Anything else about Atlanta?
So Drew is going to sit down with just Andy and Ralph and her, like a threesome, or is everyone else listening?
I feel like everybody else is going to be there.
Oh, okay.
I don't know though.
It was also annoying because they're like, I got to call my lawyer. I'm like, oh, come on.
Oh yeah, I know. And they're like, let me see if I learn. I'm like, oh yeah, but I'm like the Thai stuff. So you do think the Thai stuff?
Yeah, I do. The only reason I think it is real is because I noticed when she said hi to Ty, I felt like she was avoiding eye contact and felt very uncomfortable. She wasn't like, hey, girl, how are you? Like, what's going on? It was like, hi. It was a shy for Ty. So that just it led me on to something.
But... Like you felt like there was like she was like there was, flirty, you know, shy like that. Like,
not flirty, shy. Like. I don't know you, you know, like because it's so nice to meet you. Know you down there.
Ooh, okay. Well, I also thought it was interesting because the way she lit up talking about her in interviews, though, I was like, oh, she's like.
Then I also feel bad for Drew because if this is her truth, it feels like people are outing her.
Oh, it's like the Kyle and Morgan Wade thing, huh? But you know what? I don't condone cheating. I hope she did hook up with her. I hope Ralph just sucks. He just sucks. He's sucky and he sucks. And I hate his guts.
No, but it does feel like a little bit icky because she kept on denying, like, I've never been with a woman.
But also, I feel like there is something about Ralph, whether it's true or not, Ralph totally leaked it.
I 110% agree with
that.
And
then he can go like the victim, like, my wife cheated on me, even though I did it to her too.
Would love to know their like, contacts. Who do they call? Page 6. Who do you call?
I'm not sure, but I'm going to make a statement.
Okay.
Ralph reminds me of Cody Brown from Sister Wives.
Ooh, I heard it's a great season.
No, it's not.
Oh.
There's been two episodes.
Isn't this
the we're still in the fall.
The breakup?
Yes, but we're still in Christmas of 2021.
Okay.
It's like they film these things and I'm like, guys, let's too move on. Time. Christina's freaking engaged already, okay? I want to see her with David. I don't want to see this gaslighter piece of shit, Cody Brown.
One man relationship. Right?
One man relationship. Oh, she's not a sister wife. It is monogamous.
But now the one that's left isn't even a sister wife anymore because everyone left.
Robin. Well, Mary's technically left, but she's still like Mary's leaving, I think, mostly because Cody's like, you should go as well. And she's like, but I would stay forever.
He's the one.
We don't know this in the season right now because we're still in 2021. A lot of this happened in 2022. Like we're literally like almost 2 years behind in this. Mm-hmm. But Robin, I mean, we had a whole segment this week. Here's great. I'm sorry. I know I'm detouring, but I got to talk Sister Wives. Cody and Christine decided to meet at Salsa Brava. They both announced that they're going to Salsa Bravo. Something that Cody had said about Christine was that it disgusted him because she ate nachos one time. It disgusted him. What did Christine order at Salsa Brava? Nachos! And she's just sitting there like kind of laughing at the situation. She's so moved on from this, like so past it. Like she's like, I know my worth. I wasn't getting what I needed from this marriage. Like he is bubbling inside. Like he wants to.
He's lost all the power.
He has zero power. All of his kids hate him. She's like, because of you, like you're planting these things. It's like, no, Cody, you literally don't even know. There's a whole segment of you taking one of Robin's daughters who he's adopted, but she's like 21 to go get her ears pierced. He takes her in as if she's a 21-year-old that cannot pierce her ears herself. It's like, hello, a lot of us go to Claire's. I know I shouldn't go to Claire's, but I went to Claire's to get my second piercing.
So that's Robin's kid that he adopted. But then he forgot his real kid's birthday.
Like, I don't really know if the other girls at 18 got their ears pierced. I don't really know. He has no idea about what the other kids have done in their lives, what they're doing now, you know, where they're going to spend holidays.
So basically, he just became in love with Robin so much he pushed the other wives out.
I don't even know if he's in love with Robin or if he loves that Robin feeds his ego. And like, as he mentioned, Robin's family is devoted to me.
Okay.
So like,
Robin while filming.
Correct. They've been together for like 10 plus years now. Like that's how like the show started, like hit them courting another sister wife.
I kind of remember that. TMZ, thank you.
The show is awful. Like it's basically a lot of flashbacks and quick things and like a lot of talking in the interview room. I can't quit it. It's like season 22 at this point, you know? So
wait, really?
Yeah. There's so many seasons of the show and nothing happens every season. And every Sunday night I'm like, oop, got the East Coast feed, gonna watch. And I'm like, oh, Roni's out. Oh, Atlanta's out. I'm like, oh, but Sister Wives.
Oh, that's great.
What will Cody say next?
That's great. I love it.
Okay. Anything else on Atlanta or should we?
Or Sister Wives?
No, or Sister Wives. Sorry.
I'm good. I'm caught up.
Okay. Yeah. You can start watching Sister Wives from this point because you know what they do too? They do about 20 minutes of recaps every show. They come back from a commercial and they're like, let me make sure in case you missed what happened before the commercial, then we'll do a 5-minute recap of that too.
I've definitely seen it.
Oh, God. Okay. Should we talk Roni?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. This episode was like such a filler for me.
You say this every week.
I want to like it, but I don't. And I'm going to say it. I just don't.
Okay.
There's something, I don't know. There's something. Bryn could be a star, but once again, I think she should be on Summer House or Southern Charm.
What is her job?
Her job is like keeping Gideon happy, which. What a freaking gem he was.
5 stars.
British accent. Truly handsome. He seems in love with her. Like infatuated with her. Treats her well.
Amazing chemistry. I felt it.
Yes. I mean, even like he proposed to her when she was dating someone else. He really is that Disney prince. Who is he? Eric?
I don't know. Which Disney prince stole someone away?
Snow White's guy?
Pocahontas and John Smith, even though it's just, history, you know, stole her from his family.
And I love that they met on Tinder, because I met Michael on Tinder.
You have
Tinder
a
love story.
I love that for both of you, but they're not together. I could see them ending up together. You mentioned that too. Like, I think the fact she's going to need a couple of years, because now she's got a newfound fame in being a housewife. She's got.
I think next season she'll 100% be with him, and she probably froze her eggs.
Okay, I did laugh at her joke when she's like, "The price of eggs is going up," and he didn't get it.
Yeah,
but I did laugh at that, because eggs were really expensive for a little bit.
No, she is like a star on her own. I love her fashion sense too, like that green. Did Paige wear that? Did Paige and someone else wear that when they went to Winterhouse?
What?
Remember that?
The jacket, the fur jacket.
The green jacket with the fur and the leather.
Rachel might have.
Yes.
But I loved Brynn when Aaron walked into the wreath party. She said, "Here comes Darth Vader."
Aaron is like the Carrie Bradshaw.
Aaron is so annoying. She just wants to find, first off, she puts ice in a red wine. Secondly,
that's okay with me. That's a Latin American night. Or maybe like it's like
that's fine, but it just seems like it's. But and then she like loved her party, and then all of a sudden, oh, she didn't. So then she was like, "I'm going to go to Brynn's party just to ruin it." It's like, one, you didn't eat before you go, because the hunger storyline's annoying now at this point. Right. However, just like the fact, like, Aaron, what are you getting married if you have 200 people? Also, this came out too, so this party is obviously like we're around Christmas time, and she had her party around there, and then someone's like, they got married in July. So clearly this party is for the show.
Oh, funny.
But it's so you get married you get mad that Cy left. Get over it. It's a party of 200 people. You know what? I'm going to tell you, Mary, when I leave your wedding, I'm probably not going to say goodbye.
Well, you're going to come to the after party.
Sure. I'm just saying, I'm not probably like, I wouldn't say goodbye to be like, "Hey, are you having a good time? I'm leaving," and making it about me. I'm just going to take an exit. Secondly, though, Brynn, you were in the wrong with Abe.
Yes.
But it's also like, Aaron, not the time. Everything Aaron does is just she wants to have a problem with everyone. And if you are the problem, if you have a problem with everyone, who's the problem?
Well, I kind of like her sister, Kelly, though. I want more Kelly.
Gosh, she's so annoying, too.
It almost seems like Aaron could really have a show about her family, though. And like the real estate business.
I don't care enough about her family. I think she has insecurities in her marriage. I said it.
I don't. I think Abe's obsessed with her. I think she
didn't have sex with me coming up in the previews. If I didn't have sex with you for a year, okay. So, Michael, did you hear that?
Well, I mean, a year and a half. I get it.
What if she's sick?
That's different.
Okay. Oh, so now you're putting stipulations.
Yes. Always.
Okay. I find Aaron very annoying and the problem with everything. And it's really
I like Aaron. I think the problem here is they don't really
some
have
of them are trying too hard. And they're trying
relationships
to
outside of the show. They didn't know each other before, or they don't have history. So it's not completely meshing together.
Trying to find their moments still too. It's like size.
Well, Jenna had her moment. Jenna Talia.
Shoot.
Jessel really is the star.
Thank you.
She is. Thank I will totally.
Jessel
totally
is a monster. I'm obsessed with her, but I also feel like she gives us everything. Like as the episodes go on, but the first episode, I was like, oh my god, like they're Adrian and Paul, and it didn't end well. But this week, for some reason, I got them.
No, I think Jessel makes a great housewife because she's not holding anything back. She's kind of showing the uncomfortableness in her marriage. She's sharing that.
I don't think she's uncomfortable in her marriage. I think they literally just banter with each other, but also respect each other a lot. Like the whole thing when she's like, "My favorite number is 3. He's like, "Wow, my favorite number is 2. Like that whole thing is like, I just was like they have good banter with each other. And I think they really do love and respect each other.
I agree.
Same thing with her mom in that conversation about IVF and her, like, I think that would be such a lonely experience, the fact that she felt she couldn't share it with anybody. And even when Pavitt was saying that, too,
I get the gossip part of it.
100%. But
I think sometimes all you need is your mom. And when you don't feel like you can talk to your mom about something, it like can eat you up inside. Do you know what I mean? Like there's these like I tell my mom everything, things I probably shouldn't tell her, you know? And it's like, and literally, and I say, and don't die. And she's like, at night, I'll whisper to her if I'm like sleeping, like, you know, staying at her or staying over. I'll go, don't die. She's like, what the hell? I was sleeping. I'm like, okay, just making sure. Don't die. Okay. But like, I would think it'd be just a lonely and isolating experience when you're doing these things and not telling anybody. And so just, I love that conversation that they had. I think she says the most ridiculous things when she's like, oh my God, I have so many things to do in the day. Do I need a new size diaper? Do I get dressed? Do I hop on a Zoom? Like, she's so self-unaware in a good way.
Also, and she has so much privilege.
Yes.
Which that's what I want to watch, though. You know,
right. it's like I want the silly.
Someone you can't relate to in a lot of ways. But then they come back full circle and this IBS story humanizes them.
100%.
That's what makes a great housewife.
That's a great way of putting it. And I think, too, she doesn't seem to hold grudges on everything, mostly because she doesn't even know she's in a fight with someone. Like, yeah, Erin, like, pretty much. These housewives live rent-free in Erin's house, which is funny that she's in real estate because...
funny.
But it's like, Sai can't move on from things. Like, I feel like Uba's very similar. This COVID thing's really bothering me. She better be back next week.
Right. I mean, she's been sick for 3 weeks, apparently.
I know. And so it's like, I think...
She might be, like, one of those people, though. I feel like there's... I could be on my deathbed, and I'll still show up to something and get everyone else sick.
Well, that's this not is nice.
Before COVID.
Oh, okay. It was like, that's not great.
But like, there are certain people in the world that they have like a little tickle in their throat and they're in bed for 2 days.
Usually they're men.
Could
sorry,
be.
Sorry, men. I could find, be. You know, like, oh my God, I'm dying. It's like, what?
But I'm pushing through no matter what, you know?
Okay. Well, I think she might have been that.
Yeah,
that production literally didn't let her. You know, that could be it. I think Brynn has like natural presence in front of the camera. I think Sai is trying too hard. I'm still trying to figure out outside of the promotion of her company, like, why is Jenna on the show still?
I don't know. Maybe it's just like an offer she couldn't resist.
She's the one who approached Andy.
Well, and also maybe just a new experience for her. I could also see her as someone that is like that, and even someone like that actually leaves the show because she's just not interested in doing it anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like she has the power.
Backlash wasn't great, or like, I didn't love the spotlight. I'm just going to like go do my own thing.
Yeah.
Because I think you know what it is, too. I think we need another older housewife. She's 55, 52? She's
something like that.
She's at least 10 plus years older than the rest of them. So I think we need somebody who's a little bit older, too, because I think even though she's like so cool, she's Jenna fucking Lyons, JFL. Right.
JFL.
Which honestly, she should get that at monogram. That is amazing. I love that. I love that. Yeah. But it's like, I think she almost needs someone her equal, too.
I completely agree. Well, and then I like was giggling with all the gifts from her, and literally Brynn would not even get up from her seat to go help her get the gifts. And Brynn's like, well, she just wants us to put this on social media. That's why she's giving them to us, which I do think is true. She's strategic marketing.
Well, it's funny too, because remember Bethany did that for Scary Island.
Yes. Remember? Skinny girl.
You know, it's product placement in a smart way, but then I'm thinking too, hey, Sai, if you don't want to give any attention to it, just say thank you and do nothing. Don't showcase. But then I was like, ooh, Missouri and Jenna Lyons. Like, I want that product placement. I love Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
I love their jewelry. Like, what else is in there? Because I would take it.
What was the deal with Brynn having pretend amnesia?
Like, babe, you said divorce. I thank God for the flashback. Twice. You said trial separation. And it went on too long.
Right.
And all you have to say is like, you weren't there. I'm sorry. I was trying to be cheeky. I'm really sorry if it was offensive. Like your husband was laughing and maybe he was just doing it to make me comfortable. Sorry if it went too far. Not my intention.
That would have been great. But
shut
then
down
I
Erin
also...
and don't give her a reason, because all you want to do with Erin is make her look like the crazy one in a sense.
But,
like, it's...
but no one even cared that Erin left. Not one person went after her.
Like, oh no, don't go. I think they're all sick of her shit, though, because she comes in every scene. I mean, they're calling her Darth Vader. They think that she drags down the mood. She's a mood killer.
They need to go on a trip. And the Hamptons wasn't the trip. You know?
Yeah. We need to put them all in the same house under the same roof.
Yeah. Where?
I mean,
they're going to a beach and they're going to sit in the hot tub.
Oh, that's right. I remember there's like a, we saw a boat at one point and, you know, Bryn said like, maybe I want to like hook up with Jenna.
I feel like it might have been an island in like off the Bahamas,
Bermuda or something.
Something like that.
Great. I mean, I love a trip. I love a trip.
But
I
how
love-
are you? What's your pulse on it?
I think it's low stakes. It's not immediate watch for me. I've said before, I do like watching it on Peacock the next day.
I also am noticing they're really highlighting the husbands a lot.
Like all three of them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe.
You know, there's like a lot of sit downs with the men, involving them, getting them a part of the storyline. Like great. Way more than Orange County or.
Well. Oh, I was like, are there that many men? But yes, I guess there are because, I mean, I don't know. Ryan's in every freaking scene. I'm like, Ryan, put a shirt on.
We'll get there. We okay. will get there.
Sorry, I know. I don't know. I don't mind Roni. Like, I don't think it's like, I will say it's better than Dubai. I didn't even finish the first season of Dubai. I didn't enjoy it as much because I felt like it was just a love letter to Dubai and like advertising for that. I don't mind it because it's low stakes on everything. I think as time is going on, though, like I'm not outside of like, Jessel, Uba, and even like Jenna, which I still, again, don't understand. And Bryn, I just think some of them are trying a little too hard to have their moment as opposed to just like being like Jessel and just like putting yourself outlandish. Out there and yeah. like being like your true authentic self.
Right.
But it's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Fair. I think I outside of this week, I think it's been better than Atlanta this season.
Yeah, but that's not saying much.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, like, an established show versus a new show. Like, I think that Roni.
But you know what's been great this season?
What?
Orange County.
Let's take a quick break and we'll talk about it.
I'm literally obsessed. Okay,
let's just take a quick break. We'll come right back.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I'm upset. Wait, so are you like obsessed with this season or how are you feeling about Orange County?
I love it so much.
So it's, I mean, this is why I love Shannon Bedore too, because Shannon is her own worst enemy, literally cannot get out of her own way, and is like just racking up enemies.
Pretend amnesia as well.
I mean, I never said CPS.
Like, and then it's really interesting. I understand why Tamara is doing what she's doing, but even like Taylor gets on the bandwagon too. I'm like, what is going on there?
No, I think,
and I love how that I love how the other women are like, there's no way Jen just made out of nowhere CPS. Like,
well, I think that Tamara and Taylor stayed away from it because they're like, that's like serious. Like, it's not like, like, don't say CPS, like involved like, and like DUI and like that kind of thing. Like, if you want to call me a drunk, call me a drunk or whatever, but don't, that's, that was too far.
Yeah. And Gina's so that's never looked better. That was 4 years ago. Like, it is time to move on.
Well, it's,
she can't let things go, which I absolutely adore about her.
That's what she's a, I mean, again, Shannon is a monster. She's my favorite monster. Like, these women, we need to remember, we don't want to be friends with any of these people. I think if you want to be friends with any of these people, marry, because you love to be friends with the reality stars, don't do it. Like, you don't want that. Like, the best kind of housewife is someone you're like, I never want to meet you, but I want to watch you on my TV all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what was interesting was, like, Tamara comes over. They are trying to pretend like it's the morning. Is it the morning after the party?
What was with the product placement? Did you notice
of the 818 tequila, the 4 tequila bottles on the counter? And then I'm like,
yes, her friend Kendall Jenner.
Or were you guys up all night drinking tequila? She looks like hell.
Were we doing a tequila tasting? Like, and then when they go outside later, because John Jansen slept over, they like showcase Shannon drinking some pineapple drink, and they like, we have to watch her, and then we watch her put it down. I'm like, this product placement is so insane to me.
Right. But I loved this conversation. She's like, we don't talk about marriage. We don't really like talk about the kids, and yeah, so our problems are
we've never gone on a trip outside of it being work related.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, Heather, that was weird. He likes the limelight.
Right. And she's like, so we fight about the sex, the money, and kids.
But don't worry, the sex is totally cool. But Tamara, it's not. Tamara's gotta, you know, put on, they've gotta bring toys in there. Like, I don't really care about you and Eddie. And if you give us a fucking bubble bath scene again, I swear to God, I'm writing a strongly. I'm joining Bethany Frankel's reality reckoning, and I'm writing a strongly worded letter to NBC Universal.
Dear
sir or madam, stop it.
They should really recreate a bathtub scene, like in a funny way. There's something there. Something there.
Sure.
That would be iconic.
Not the hairdo. I literally think about the hairdo. Remember Tamara for like a season really loved that bump?
Yes.
That, I mean, who did front bump? I mean, a snooky bump, but it was not flattering on her face.
Okay. But we all did it.
But it's like Shannon, I feel sad for Shannon because I'm like, okay, so you basically just have a friend to get drunk with. And then when you get drunk, I think sometimes you hook up or sometimes you fight or sometimes you fight and then you fuck. And then sometimes you fuck and then you fight. And there's just, you know, the order is how you want it to be that night.
But and where do they have sex? That's what I've really been like asking myself.
Well, in Shannon's house.
Okay.
And I want the reunion to expose which child of John's does not like Shannon.
I think the daughter.
The
daughter. Because remember that came out in the press about the daughter. Yes, but then I was thinking about the bar.
Yes, but then I was thinking about it and I was like, remember the COVID season when Shannon's kids got COVID? So she like went to John's house, but then like John's son was living there and he wasn't like following like quote unquote COVID protocol that she wanted. And so then I think they had a disagreement. So I'm like, is that
maybe
it?
Both
kids don't like her.
Right.
John Jansen. Well,
also, I'm shocked they're not trying to expose her like drinking problem more.
That's pretty much exposing it. What do you mean?
We see that. Well, they'll just be like, they'll literally be like, well, you know, Shannon just makes her phone calls after a couple drinks.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like Shannon gets like the brunt of it all though.
Okay, then we got the Altmans. Of course, the Altmans are taking care of this sale. $55 million. I also think it's interesting how they're trying to pretend that this was just like placed in their lap when literally your New Year's resolution was to get $60 million for it. But and of course, this is so Terry DeBrow. Like, they're just a young,
us.
Yeah.
Totally. A young guy. Well, and then but also kind of crazy, the third biggest sale in Orange County. Like, that is kind of wild. Selling the OC could never.
$55 million for one piece of property I mean, Terry DeBrow said it best. This isn't fuck you money. This is fuck everybody you've ever known money.
100%. I was like, what the hell? Like, even when like Max walked in, she's like, okay, so now you can let fly me private everywhere, right?
Right.
I'm like, literally, like, that is so wild to me. I also, you guys, you know how like we had Sex in the City and then like the Carrie Diaries? It was like the prequel to Sex in the City.
Oh,
it was, like,
okay.
W show. I like need to see when Terry and Heather first started dating, because I don't actually, to me, their relationship actually seems very transactional to me. And like, we're showing that we're like the perfect couple and blah, blah, blah.
Like when you call the paparazzis to squash some rumors at Disneyland.
Yeah, exactly. Like that I'm like, Heather, I love so much this season, but Terry is so annoying.
But do you know, I think they're like a team.
Sure. Like,
they literally sit down and make goals together, and they're going to achieve their goals as a team. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think that's Heather driven. I don't think Terry's like, hey, babe, do you want to make some goals? She's like, no, we're vision boarding. Don't worry, I hired someone.
Also, I should do this.
Like, I feel like Heather has like when you make like
manifest. Some people
make vision boards and they're like, okay, here's some like old magazines. Heather's like, so I bought every magazine that was made within the year of 2023 for us to vision board.
I know.
And I want it to be aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah.
So if you want an ocean, it better be the same cerulean that your other part of your vision board is. I want symmetry and I want aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah.
Like,
well, she's doing something right.
I love her this season though, because I just think like she's even okay. Shannon, again, can't get out of her own way. Heather, also, you guys, I don't know why Shannon and Heather are filming a lot in Huntington Beach.
Yes, I noticed that.
So Tanner's, you remember Tanner's? Did I take you to Tanner's?
No.
No, so Tanner's is in, it's in this hotel. It's part of this hotel, the Paseo Hotel, that's next to Pacific City.
Oh, I think we were almost going to go to the Paseo Hotel.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. So I think I took you maybe to Pacific City. Either way. So they're there. Then, you know, Shannon's party was at that beach house in Huntington Beach. And I'm like, are we like stuck in Huntington because like they are getting kicked out? Oh, like Javier's is like, no more filming here. Shannon, just tell your dark secrets here, but we'll make sure no cameras are here.
Maybe.
But I'm like, she's like, oh, there goes Heather with the tears. And I'm like, I'm on team Heather here though, Shannon. It's not I'm Heather.
Completely.
I love the flashbacks for Heather too. When she's like, you're saying it on camera, and they flashback and Heather's not saying it on camera. She's being probed by both Emily and Tamara.
Well, and Heather's super smart, you know, like she knows exactly what she's doing. It does feel like a little bit though that she's so quick to apologize to them, like she's trying to maintain her orange in like a desperate way.
I think what she's trying to do is not have it be Tamara and Vicky, or Tamara, well, Vicky could be a part of it, but Tamara and Shannon versus Heather. And so I think she's trying to like squash that of like, look, I'm not being the person that you put on, like Emily, Gina, Jen, whatever. Like, they're not at the same caliber of like the housewife level that like the three of us are. Do not make it a 2v1.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
But it's like, Shannon, just listen to her and move on. Shannon just wants to be so mad.
No, her and Tamara have decided they want to take down Heather, DeBrows. Because guess what? They tried to take down the Bedores.
David, did you say you were going to take down the DeBrows? Got a word for you in the medical field. It's called penis.
Yeah, so I mean, just long lines of history. Okay, what do we think about Emily becoming a motorcycle chick?
This feels very Gretchen and Jeff. Tamara, when she got that tattoo on her finger with Simon, and they biked to Mutt Lynch's. Again, what is my middle name? I don't fucking know. What happened in season 5? I'll tell you.
But
Do you feel like she sat down and was like, all right, what am I going to do this season? Okay. I'm going to take up a hobby and it's going to be a motorcycle. Then I can hang out with Tamara because she is on the motorcycle too. This is a good one. This is a good one, Shane.
Okay. I have a question for those who are listening. If you have your motorcycle license,
Michael does.
Okay. But as a woman though, sorry.
Okay. Or,
well, it could be a man too, but this is more for Emily went to her motorcycle license in heeled boots. Seems... To me, if I'm going to learn how to ride a motorcycle, I want like a flat sole.
Okay.
Fair. But I'd like to pull the crowd because I don't know. But I'm wondering if when you're learning, is it easier to learn in a heeled boot?
I'm going to doubt that.
Yeah, I don't know. But I was like, this is like very interesting. And also like, those weren't real sized motorcycles that they were on, right? Those were like,
no, that was like, it was a training class.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like the DMV was running it.
But yeah, but I also think it's funny. Like, something I love about Housewives is like, first off, I love Housewives in costume fighting.
Yes.
Always top tier.
You'll get that in Salt Lake City. Better.
Yeah. We got it. I mean, we get it in Orange County, like in any franchise, they're in costume and they fight. But then also I love when they get dressed up to go somewhere that they're not necessarily in costume, but they think they're doing like Emily wears like leopard and leather to the Harley Davidson store. Right. Because she's like, I think this is what somebody who rides a motorcycle would wear. Gina literally shows up in a motorcycle like bomber jacket.
This is classic OC, though. They're fall pumpkin outfits.
Oh my god, terrible. Christian girl summer or Christian girl like, fall.
Heather is in like a long khaki skirt. I've never seen a woman in khaki. The saddle shoes. Okay,
Jenos Lyons would have loved that.
Taylor is like stuck in 2010.
She's got her chambray. She's got her chambray.
The vest.
She has the vest over it too, and the high boots.
Gina is in a brown jumpsuit.
I did like that.
That one was okay. Tamara is in, like, she's going like cowgirl. She's going like denim one piece skirt with, but a hat. Her hats are always a miss. Like, I don't know.
Go to Kemosabe.
It was not the right hat for that experience.
Yeah.
Shannon comes in like a blazer. She always wears a blazer though.
Yeah.
And then Gina is in, Emily. Emily is in like leggings and a flannel. They're all stuck in 2010.
Their outfits were exactly what you'd picture them to wear to the pumpkin patch.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great.
I mean, it was so funny. I want to go back to Jen and Ryan.
Ryan got a confessional. I didn't like that.
Ryan, we have to go to Ryan's house for him to do a shirtless workout for him. Then they're going to a wedding. And okay, I know her dress was like a herringbone and it was a black and white herringbone dress she was going to wear to this wedding. Why? You own 150 other dresses. Don't wear the white. I'm sorry. I know it's just to me. And with red boots, Cruella.
I was more focused on Ryan showering and feeling comfortable enough. Yeah. To be on camera showering, mm-hmm. He clearly loves his body, and
which you know, I love your body, but he loves the cameras showing mm-hmm. off his. Like he is so desperado. Like I want to be magical and marry you. Like, no, you fucking don't.
It's very bizarre. And then like him going to look for rings, and she that clearly is so like, I am not ready to be married again. Her feel uncomfortable of what already happened between us. You know, we were on a break, a la Friends, but you still hook up with someone. I have 7 kids on the line. Forever's a long time. And you just like my boobies.
And he's like, well, if you're going to get upset over that, then I don't know what to tell you. It's like, whoa, maybe she's trying to address it. Like I was just him going to the ring store just made me think of Slade when he took Heather Dubrow with him. And they were like, so how are you going to pay for this? And Slade said, well, could we maybe put a cubic zirconia there? And then like I could like one day get a diamond in there. And Heather's like, I don't.
And then when they do like, that.
And then Gretchen like proposes to him. Like, remember they had like that weird radio
helicopter,
show?
The helicopter. Yes. And then he pretended like he bought a Bentley, but he rented it for the night. But he like
the put Rolls Royce. It. Yeah. Like it's yours.
For the night.
Oh man, memories. So anyways, I find that Ryan is the new Slade Smiley.
I agree with that.
It's like completely. Ugh. Ugh.
Okay, then we had Tamar yelling about butthole. She's so crass. She's so
crass. She's so annoying. Annoying is like my word of this podcast today. I feel like I'm like everyone's annoying.
And then Shannon is just pretending that she didn't say the CPS thing. And she's like, I never said it. God, strike me dead. This is unfucking believable.
And then she died. No, I'm just kidding.
But for
like, remember when she's like, don't hold the words I said against me. Like what season she said that. It's like, Shannon. Shannon, come on.
And then she's like, basically pretending like she's going to have an anxiety attack. And then she's like chugging vodka.
What I was going to say. I'm like, okay, I think it was actually water, but I think they wanted us to think that it was like a
short
vodka
glass made it seem like it was a Grey Goose.
I noticed that. I was like, they definitely want us to think that she's chugging vodka for anxiety, but I had a feeling it might be water.
I would agree with that, but
I did notice that they purposely showed that. Cause I was like, oh, I was looking for a lime.
Right. And then Tamara just can't help herself. You can tell in her eyes she had gotten just the slightest buzz. And Tamara's like,
oh, Taylor, by the way, wasted.
Well, I heard that Travis has a small penis. And
Shannon told me. You told me, Shannon. You told me. I don't know.
But I feel like it might be true. The way Gina's reaction to it was like, oh my God, we've had to talk about this before. Something happened before.
Oh, like you think Gina told Shannon at some point, like when they first started dating or something? Gina was almost like, sorry, we went from CPS to Travis's small wiener?
No. Like, what? I feel like Gina was like, I told you that on camera. Like, are you serious right now? We all know it's small. You should have brought it up. Like,
drunken phone call at 2 a.m.
Really? I mean, I literally texted you like immediately. I was like, I'm pretty sure it must be. It has to be. Why? Like, why would that rumor be out there? It must be true.
Why are these women talking about it?
Do you think when they first started dating, she's like, he's such a nice guy. He's great. But like, I'm a little worried. He's got a small penis. And then they just kept dating. And then she's like, fuck, why did I say that?
It's so ridiculous though, because it's like, how is she gonna prove anything? I mean, we could be like Ryan and said my limp dick misses you instead of snap.
I know. There was something there for me. I think it might be real.
It made me laugh, but then I do laugh too because you're right. Tamara was like, okay, I think we're all being honest right now. So I have one more thing to say, Heather. When Teddy, by the way, was like, the paparazzi don't go to Orange County. I'm like,
you have to call them.
And I'm like, that's also not true. But I think you know that because you call them Teddy.
Right, right. Which is
fine. You call them.
Yeah.
But I'm like, but Heather laughed too uncomfortably. Then I'm like, Heather, you definitely called them to Disneyland and you paid for their tickets.
I felt like they were right where they stayed at California Adventure and they let them in through there.
Grand Californian.
They were by the water ride. And they're like, hey, you only have to walk in 10 feet. We're right here. Okay. I'll point to the sky. You're good.
You're right. They said, I'm not going to pay for your ticket. We'll pay for your parking. We're going to pay for the parking from the hotel. You could just put it on our room. And what we're going to do, you're so right. They went through the Grand
They weren't even in entrance. Like line. They weren't even in line. You know?
They're like waiting for the kids to ride the ride.
Yeah.
That's the most PDA I've seen from them.
Yeah.
You know, but it really made me laugh because like, you think I called the paparazzi? She's like, yeah, I do. She's like, well, shit.
Well, you know I did, okay?
Get your story straight. Let's just stop this again.
Yeah. But then I do think Gina made up a really good point about the double standard that Shannon has. Yeah, like, because if we said John Jansen's penis was small, there'd be a big problem. What?
You'd yell out, this is my life. Can't do Oof. This. Shannon I had up a for this. He's tough, gonna break up with me.
A tough, tough episode.
It was tough for Shannon, but I gotta tell you, this season, it's good.
It's great. I mean, they're like totally. They're like the fault to Shannon is two Grey Gooses.
Well, and I also was laughing too because Shannon's like, I gotta go. Sorry, and then I'm like, is she walking back?
I thought at one point she was walking back too.
Yeah, but it, like, this is, I mean, it's great. I think Taylor has been a great addition to this show. Like,
oh my God, when they were making fun of her decor and she was listening to them.
But she was also so drunk listening to them. Like, you could see it on her face where she's like, fuck you guys. like, that's like what her face looked like. Like, the fuck?
She's going to get promoted to full-time.
100%. I'm like, I need.
I want everyone to stay.
I need Vicky to come back.
That's fine too.
I know, like, I need her to appear here, but I need her.
Yeah.
The problem is I think that there's so much drama with Heather that she won't be returning.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Okay, we're okay with that.
That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. I mean, look, I'm enjoying it. Like, you know, I might pick Sister Wives, but I'm going OC first on Wednesdays.
Right. Okay. So wait, this week coming out is Salt Lake City. We'll do an extra pod for it.
Yep.
Then a regular pod.
FYI, Roni is not new because it's Labor Day weekend. So it'll be Atlanta and OC that we'll chat about.
Okay. And then you'll get Salt Lake.
Uh-huh. And
then...
The following week will be Southern Charm. It's premiere. Right. We'll recap that. I'm also traveling that week, so it might just be Southern Charm. We'll see what we can do.
Right. And then wedding week.
We'll do something.
We'll figure something out.
We won't pressure you of your wedding week. Not that we don't want to
hear
from you.
What day of the week is Salt Lake City on?
It's on Monday? Tuesdays, I believe.
Tuesdays. Okay.
Nope, I made that up. I don't know. I think it's Tuesdays.
I could maybe do just like only talk about Salt Lake City that week or something.
We'll figure something out. Otherwise, you know what? You're going to enjoy your wedding week and I will figure something out on my, maybe my mom will come back and guest host, you know, we'll see.
People love that. You could talk Sister Wives.
Oh God. And I'll make her watch the premiere of Salt Lake too. We'll get her there. It'll be great. But no, you are going to have your wedding week and not worry about here. Okay. I think everybody here understands.
Thank you guys.
Yeah. This was fun.
Okay. Chat soon.
All right. Everybody have a great Labor Day weekend if you're in the US. If you're not, have a great day anyways.
Bye.
Bye.